Hey, everybody, here on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about the sad story of Springfield, Ohio, that is being replaced, and what ties Dick Cheney and Kamala Harris together. The warmongers and neoconservatives join forces. You're going to want to hear this. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. When you become a member, you guys get lots of benefits, including a red hat, listening to all of our podcasts on demand, advertiser-free, and you can ask us questions every Friday. So check it out right now, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. President Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are getting into the ring. Kamala Harris is finally going to have to answer questions. And we have a comprehensive debate prep episode that will be posted for all of you to hear on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast page. The race is tightening. The Kamala momentum, whatever that was, is over. Was it actually ever real? Is a very interesting question. It was definitely real in the base of the Democrat Party to consolidate Democrats together. But was it ever real in the general American population? That is an interesting question. Poll after poll this weekend shows the race has tightened. In fact, the New York Times Siena poll shows Donald Trump up in the popular vote by 2 points. To put that in perspective, that is 6 points better than the final result in 2020, if that is true. New Harvard-Harris poll out this morning shows Kamala Harris and Donald Trump tied in the popular vote. To put this in perspective, back in 2020, some of these polls, we were down 10, 15, 20 points. So let's go through this, and then I'm going to tie it to a very unusual story out of Ohio. Nate Silver's model right now gives Donald Trump a 63.8% chance of winning the Electoral College, also the presidency. The New York Times Siena poll gives Trump a 1-point edge, one, not 2 points. According to YouGov, Republicans have retaken the voter enthusiasm edge as well. Remember, President Trump came 42,000 ballots short in three states, Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, despite being down four in the national polling average. If this thing is tied, that means if we do the work, the slight advantage should be for our movement. One of the reasons why this race is tightening is because despite all of the nonstop propaganda that you see on television commercials, and I watched a fair amount of football yesterday. Go Bears, by the way. Bears won. It's a miracle. The propaganda that was being put forward. I'm Kamala Harris, and I want a tax cut for middle-income families. I'm Kamala Harris. And of course, the question is, well, why haven't you done it already? Why haven't you done the middle-class tax cut? Because she doesn't believe it. It's just pure political propaganda for power. Is that there's a disconnect between what people are seeing on television and what's happening on the ground. Enter Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio typically and traditionally has enough problems. Like a lot of the Rust Belt, it has struggled for decades. Its population peaked back in 1960, and it's been declining ever since. From 82,000, now to down to 58,000 people in the 2020 census. It struggled with drug overdoses, fentanyls, suicides, loss of jobs, and the community has suffered. But you know what they didn't need? They didn't need the Biden-Harris regime to drop in 20,000 people from the world's poorest, most dysfunctional country into their community. But that's exactly what happened. This is a perfect micro example of the Kamala Harris open border policy. Now, mind you, what we're talking about here, these people are not necessarily illegal. This was a legal resettlement program that was authored and dictated and orchestrated by Kamala Harris. Over the last 4 years, very quietly, Springfield, Ohio has seen a population increase by almost 20,000. The press will tell you these are all legal, but they're only legal because the Biden regime has made the decision to ignore all of our immigration laws and grant parole or temporary protected status to every single Haitian that comes here. Now, to be clear, there are some great Haitians in America. There's some, I've met them in Florida. But also there's a fair amount of Haitians that should have been better vetted and shouldn't be here at all. The elites in this country thought they could shame the locals of Springfield, Ohio into being quiet. They thought of all of them would be too scared of being called racist to say anything, but they were wrong. More and more people are speaking up about what has happened to their town. They're talking about how their hospitals, schools, and social services are being overwhelmed. They're talking about vagrants moving onto their lawns, and they fear all sorts of crime. And now they're talking about something even crazier. Allegedly, Haitians are going around and taking people's pets and eating them. The duck pond in a local park is being picked clean. So allegedly, you have Haitians in this town of Springfield, Ohio, that are going by and eating ducks. In August of last year, a Haitian without a legal license drove a minivan onto oncoming traffic and hit a school bus, killing an 11-year-old, Aiden Clark. Aiden Clark is another casualty of the Biden administration's insane open borders agenda, just like Lake and Riley in Georgia. His death is also the goal of that agenda. Every time an American dies at the hands of an illegal immigrant, they're spiking the football in the Oval Office and in the Kamala Harris reelection campaign, one step closer to the great replacement. So what we are seeing in Springfield, Ohio, is exactly why the polls and public sentiment is turning away from Kamala Harris and towards Donald Trump. Why is Ohio putting up with this? Because they're forced to put up with it. This is a federal government program that, against the will of the voters of the people of Ohio, are forcibly resettling. And just to be perfectly clear, the third world of the third world, these are people that have not necessarily shown any sort of ability to assimilate to American culture. And they come into Springfield, Ohio, and are they enriching the community? No, the locals are incensed. They want them gone. And if President Trump is to win and J.D. Vance is to be VP, every single one needs to be brought back to Port-au-Prince. This is not about cultural enrichment. This is a great replacement happening in front of our eyes in one of America's greatest cities. And isn't it just cruel and unusual that the Harris-Biden regime, they pick the cities that have already suffered enough? Haven't they had a tough enough couple decades? We closed their factories. We flooded their communities with fentanyl and with opioids. And then to add insult to injury, on top of the factories being closed and their sons and their workers overdosing on drugs, we're going to go send you a bunch of Haitians. Here is the Springfield City Council meeting describing what these Haitians are doing in Springfield, Ohio. The press says there's no evidence about this, but of course, we don't trust the media. We listen to actual voters. Here are local citizens describing what the Haitians have been doing in Springfield, Ohio. Play cut 26.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into him.
Do you notice how he says a Haitian? The locals are so bothered by this. They've divided them. By the way, that's a black American. They've divided themselves between Americans and Haitians. This is a perfect way to cripple a city and a country. It should be a crime to do this to this sort of a small town. But this is what Harris believes in. Kamala Harris believes in complete open borders. Diversity is our strength. We will bring in the violent, the third world, the uncivilized into your small bedroom community. We, the people, are second-class citizens under Kamala Harris. And Springfield, Ohio is just yet the latest example of an American ruling class that took their jobs away, flooded the zone with fentanyl, and then replaces it with the third world. How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Would you say the quality of your sleep is negatively impacts your life? Have you tried other sleep supplements but feel like nothing has worked? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. When we sleep well, our minds and our bodies perform at their best. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. Three words, Beams Dream Powder, a science-based, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product has single-handedly changed the way I sleep for the better. My listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-based, healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Erica loves this, by the way. She has before bed, really good, was having tough sleep with all the two kids under two. Boom, Beam Dream Powder works amazing. Other sleep aids cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigen, melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Beam is trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. It's no wonder Forbes and the New York Times are talking all about them. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Charlie and use promo code Charlie at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Charlie. Use promo code Charlie for 40% off. Check it out right now. This is the theme. If you are an American citizen, Kamala Harris puts you secondary to the third world. It's that simple. What should the 2024 election be about? A lot. One of the things that must be reminded is that if you're an American citizen, an American passport holder, the social contract does not apply to you under Kamala Harris. When Kamala Harris is president, she wants the Haitian, the Nicaraguan, the Honduran, the Mongolian, they get preference over you. Here's an example of a woman in Springfield, Ohio, articulating what Kamala Harris has done to her and what Kamala Harris will continue to do to the heartland of this country. And just understand that the American ruling regime, they have such contempt for this part of the world. They have such contempt for Springfield, Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. They have such bitterness and resentment because they're too white, because they're too Christian. So it's a three-part move. Number one, take their jobs away and close down the factories, move them to mainland China. Number two, throw a bunch of drugs into the community so people get addicted and die. And then number three, the population is down because we sent the factory away and we killed all of you with drugs that we didn't stop. We'll replace all of it with Haitians. Play cut 27.
But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally.
But of course, the local city council couldn't care less. Maybe they're trimming on the edges. But what a perfect and powerful and disturbing video. We've been here for 45 years. It's time to pack up and go. The American government is constituted solely for the people of the country. You don't have a government to represent foreigners. It doesn't work that way. Well, it's not supposed to work that way. The American government should first and foremost go to bat and go to the wall for every single American. And non-Americans, not our problem, but the worldview that has infected Washington, D.C. is the foreign abstraction. What's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Afghanistan matters a lot more than the actual constituency of the country, because the ruling junta hates the interior of the country. They work with their hands. They work with at factories. These are the deplorables. And in real time, she is saying, I'm being replaced. So she's lived there for 45 years in her homeland, a place that she cares about, that she obviously has paid her taxes, raised her kids if she had kids, worked hard. She loves that place. But she must move because of some maniacs that were imported from the third world. It's her community, but our leaders don't view it that way. They say, oh, you silly little citizen with roots to your town. Just go move to Cleveland. Go move to New York. Go be a little uppity fresh start. Why do you need Springfield, Ohio so badly? And it's happening in town after town and place after place where we are seeing American once great towns become husks of their former selves. And it tears apart the fabric of our nation. And I'll say this, there are a lot of great Haitians that come legally to this country. But there is also a fair amount of Haitians that have proven they are not capable of self-government in Haiti. They're not. And it's not exactly like they've put on display that Haiti is this beacon of civilization in the Caribbean. So before that, we bring them in, maybe they could start to figure out their problems there. Infested with voodoo, got a lot of crime, a lot of violence, run by gang members. Happily send them to Martha's Vineyard or the Hamptons, but no, we don't want that. Of course not. Ron DeSantis tried that. No, can't do that. Instead, send them to Springfield, Ohio, because they're suckers. And why is it the people of Springfield, Ohio wear this red hat with such pride and such energy? Because Donald Trump is the only thing, is the only symbol, is the only voice that puts the finger against all of this. They have no other escape hatch. None. Haitians are defecating in her front lawn and throwing mattresses there. And they say, you better just take it. She says, no, I'm going to wear the red hat because it's the only thing we have left. It's our only hope to save our beloved community. All right. I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. So where did all this start? Well, we're not going to go back to the start, but we'll talk about one of the most enthusiastic proponents and cheerleaders for this worldview of prioritizing the foreigner over the American. It did not come out of nowhere. But there's one person in particular that has such hatred, contempt for the American worker, for the American citizen, and that is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney is one of the people most responsible for the dramatic decline in America. After 9/11, Bush had a political blank check to do whatever he wanted. He could have said, open borders led to this. 9/11 was a failure in immigration, which it was, by the way. 9/11 was an immigration failure more than anything else. We could have secured our borders for real, created a tough merit-based immigration system. We could have built the wall. Instead, Dick Cheney was the proponent of keeping our borders wide open and launching a completely elective war, a war of choice in Iraq, a completely unnecessary war that never should have happened, that cost us thousands of American lives and more than $1 trillion. The war divided the American people, killed thousands of our best men and women, achieved nothing, and it threw the Middle East into chaos where it remains today. There were no weapons of mass destruction. It was a complete lie by the Bush cartel and the cabal. We had a budget surplus back in the year of 2000. Bush cut taxes and then massively borrowed to fight these huge foreign wars. Our budget has never recovered. And now we're on the brink of the U.S. dollar collapsing. And what does Dick Cheney want? More foreign adventures. He wants us fighting Russia because we are fighting Russia via our taxpayer dollars and weaponry. And of course, while all of this was going on, Cheney was ready to throw the values of conservatives under the bus. He endorsed gay marriage 3 years before Barack Obama did. Dick Cheney is a perfect example of neoconservatism, uniparty belief, and invade the world, invite the world. The warfare state and the welfare state. It is the both sides of how Washington, D.C. works. We will invade you and then invite you so you can overrun our communities. But we will not secure our country. And it is a globalist, anti-American belief that American is nothing more than a colony to be looted. Dick Cheney lives at the top levels of the American ruling class. He lives in the ivory tower. Dick Cheney has made tens of millions of dollars off of death. Dick Cheney and his family have gotten rich for decades, sending your son or daughters from Springfield, Ohio, by the way, overseas with nothing to show for it. Every trend that has been destroying America, Cheney was out in front of. Reckless foreign wars, ignoring crises alone. And so now in a twist of events that would surprise most onlookers, but it doesn't surprise us because they're perfectly consistent. Their worldviews are the same. Dick Cheney has now endorsed Kamala Harris for president alongside Liz Cheney. Now understand, Mike Pence is exactly the same worldview as Dick Cheney. And Mike Pence has said, oh, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. It's all the same flavor. They just might disagree a little bit in public settings of tax rates and maybe the types of judges, but they're all the same politician. It's the same political party. Invade the world, invite the world, warfare state, welfare state. They do not want to see a southern border wall. They do not want to see deportations because those citizens I was showing you from Springfield, Ohio, they're annoyances at the very least, and they're adversaries most likely to Dick Cheney and to Liz Cheney. Remember, Liz Cheney was humiliated and displaced from her congressional seat by the very deplorables from Springfield, Ohio, by the very citizens of Wyoming that rose up and drove her out of Wyoming. Endorsing Kamala Harris means endorsing open borders, endorsing lawfare, endorsing censorship, endorsing DEI and race-based discrimination, endorsing the great replacement of the American people. Dick Cheney has endorsed all of that. And so has his daughter, Liz Cheney. Because Dick Cheney and Kamala Harris, they might pretend like they disagree on abortion or whatever. Deep down, I bet Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney are perfectly fine with abortion. They never did anything for the pro-life movement while they were president, vice president. Unlike Donald Trump, who actually did something for the pro-life community and gave us reversal of Roe versus Wade. But if you had Dick Cheney and Kamala Harris, what is it they disagree on? They want adventurous foreign war. They want hundreds of potential millions of people to come into this country illegally or just to waltz into the country. Here is Liz Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Play cut 25.
I don't believe that we have the luxury of writing in candidates' names, particularly in swing states. Because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
It's a perfect example. Her and Adam Kinzinger, the warmonger lobby, is lining up behind Kamala Harris. Remember, Kamala Harris at the DNC gave one of the most dangerous speeches in the history of American politics, saying that we are going to defend democracy abroad. Oof. That means she will send American citizens to go die for the next war of choice. Kamala Harris was introduced that night by Leon Panetta, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Kamala Harris is a puppet for the very same deep state that have tried to take Donald Trump out at every turn. And isn't it remarkable that Dick Cheney, who was called Darth Vader and was the most hated person in the American media for 20 years, is all of a sudden now a darling of the media because he opposes Donald Trump. The Democrat Party has metamorphosized into the party of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. It has transformed into a party of warmongering, open borders, and yeah, okay, they keep their same socially liberal stances, the trans stuff, the gay stuff, the abortion stuff, but that's not what composes a party. What really constitutes a political party is, what wars are you going to declare? Do you believe a nation exists? Is it a country or is it a colony? Here is Dick Cheney. This was part of his advertisement, remember, for Liz Cheney's failed congressional campaign against Harriet Hageman, saying, in our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who's a greater threat to our public than Donald Trump. I want you all to understand, this is a declaration of war. Mind you, this was before Donald Trump was indicted, before he was shot. What did Dick Cheney know? Well, Dick Cheney still runs parts of the Central Intelligence Agency. He's on like his fourth heart replacement. He will not let go of his attachment, his death grip on the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI. They are all loyalists to a regime, not to a country. This country is currently being occupied by an oligarchy. Just so we're clear, Dick Cheney says that Donald Trump is a greater threat to this country than Jefferson Davis, leaders of the Confederacy, a greater threat to this country than any other American to live. Play cut 24.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big.
One of the reasons Dick Cheney hates Trump is because Donald Trump exposed him. Dick Cheney was always able to hide in the shadows. His daughter was able to do his bidding. And Donald Trump opened up the American people's eyes to this. Remember when Joe Biden was sentient? This was in the 2008 vice presidential debate. This is how the Democrat Party used to think of Dick Cheney. Now they are warmly receiving him as a friend, as a fellow journeyman in their journey to destroy the country. Play cut 29.
Vice President Cheney, interpretation of the vice president?
Vice President Cheney's been the most dangerous vice president we've had probably in American history. He has the idea he doesn't realize that Article 1 of the Constitution defines the role of the Vice President of the United States. That's the executive. He works in the executive branch. He should understand that. Everyone should understand that.
One of the most dangerous vice presidents in American history. Well, that Joe Biden, who's still the president, allegedly, they're thrilled that Dick Cheney is behind them because all this race and gender politics, it means nothing. What matters what is inside. What is your character? And the character of Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris is to advance a cult of death. More war, more strife, more suffering, more famine, more abortions, more trans surgeries for kids, more open borders, more replacement. These people are agents of chaos. Has Dick Cheney ever oversaw anything that was better after he managed it? No. And in the Bible, we know who the agent of chaos is. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've asked and MyPillow listened. They're finally bringing you the most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. MyPillow is made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. It helps keep your neck aligned and holds its shape all night long, so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. Get their six-piece kitchen and bath towel set for only $25. The brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98, and their famous MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $25, and so, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code KIRK to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. Don't delay. Order today. Use promo code KIRK at checkout. That is promo code KIRK at MyPillow.com. Check it out right now. Wonderful organization, MyPillow.com. This is who Kamala Harris now warmly receives an endorsement from. It is hard to put into words, and maybe Blake can help me with this, how much the American left hated Dick Cheney. It's hard to even grasp and to describe. It really is. You know what the equivalent would be? It would be, here's a good example. It would be like Anthony Fauci with the American right. That's the closest example I could give. The way that we view Anthony Fauci is the way that the Democrat Party viewed Dick Cheney. They wanted him tried in The Hague for war crimes. And the way where we just hear Anthony Fauci's name, we lose it. Here is Dick Cheney, cut 30, over $1 trillion, thousands of Americans' lives lost, and a million Iraqis lost their lives. The chief propagandist of the cult of death has no regrets. Play cut 30.
It's the Middle East, and stuff happens in the Middle East. You know it. You've covered it for years. But you cannot, I don't think you can make a case that the world would be better off today if Saddam Hussein were still in power.
So no regrets about Iraq.
I think we made exactly the right decisions.
No regrets for one of the greatest foreign policy mistakes, failures, and evils in the history of our country. I cannot reiterate this enough, though. The Democrat Party is now the same party as Bush Cheney. The Republican Party is something completely different. There is no precedent for what the Republican Party is. It is a true uniparty, a unity party governing coalition. Think about it. We have Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, and we also have the base of the Republican Party, like myself. We're very conservative on core issues. And we're all combining forces to defeat Team Blue, because Team Blue, at the core of who Dick Cheney is, at the core of who Kamala Harris is, at the core of who the Democrat Party is censorship, war, chaos, open borders, and crime. That is who they are. And the media thought that, oh, the Dick Cheney endorsement is going to really matter a lot. This hurts them significantly. Who can we get next to endorse them? If George W. Bush would endorse Kamala Harris, that would be a beautiful thing. Please. Can George W. Bush please go do an event with Kamala Harris? Remember, George W. Bush tried to go and bail out his brother, Jeb Bush, in a Republican primary in South Carolina, and Donald Trump still cleaned it, the slate with him? The American people have grown tired and wary of the abstractions of this ruling class. No regrets, trillions of dollars spent. And then we go back to our original story in Springfield, Ohio. How many people from Springfield, Ohio went to go fight Dick Cheney's war? How many people from Springfield, Ohio worked in factories, hurt their back, hurt their knees, then had to get on drugs, and the factories are closed, the local football team moves, the elementary school closes? But for Dick Cheney, he sees a perfect opportunity in Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris is a nervous wreck. Kamala Harris is a very fragile person with no self-confidence. We know her type. So Kamala Harris is a perfect host for the warmonger virus, a perfect host for the neoconservative bacterial infection. And they look at her and they say, ooh, what an opportunity. We can infect her. And she's receiving it, because Kamala Harris, having no self-confidence, she says, ooh, well, all these warmongers like me, I might as well go scream like Eva Peron into the sky. And she did at the convention, where she gave, without a doubt, one of the most unhinged, disturbing speeches about spreading democracy, invading other countries. That is who Kamala Harris is. She will not bring peace in the Middle East between Israel and his partners. Donald Trump did. She will not have peace between Russia and Ukraine. Donald Trump did. We will get into a world war if Kamala Harris is president, not just because of her, but because the people behind her want a world war. That is why. Adam Kinzinger wants a world war. Dick Cheney wants a world war. Liz Cheney wants a world war. Leon Panetta wants a world war. And who are the people that are endorsing Donald Trump? The people that want peace. Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, Elon Musk. You will have a binary decision when you go and vote and your friends go and vote. That a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for the most disgusting roster of savages that have served in this government in American history. Or a vote for Donald Trump is the people that have been right on every major issue. Right on COVID. Right on Ukraine. Right on the border. Right on crime. The question is, what does America end up choosing? More of Cheney, Bush, Biden, war and suffering, or a vote for peace, prosperity, and a better future? Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.